the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, every once in a while we got to do these tests to keep us honest, keep you honest. How well do you understand the slang being used by teenagers? One would assume Rachel, who is somewhere between the ages of 23 and 84, depending on what the moment is, would understand most of these.
Maybe, but you're right about...
not necessarily.
Yeah. Her internal age is so much older.
I'll give you the word. You buzz in with your name when you're ready to define it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah. First one's easy. So easy. Sus.
Joey.
Joe.
Suspect.
Yes. Where does it derive from?
The word suspect, I'm guessing.
But where... No. Where did... Ooh, why did it become...
Howings. Oh. YouTubers.
No. Howings.
Kelly.
The game Among Us.
Yes. Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't... I feel like it was around before then.
I think that's what popularized it.
Yeah.
I know that's where... Oh, my God. The amount of times... It was one thing... My own son would say it a lot while they were all playing Among Us on Roblox or whatever. Or wherever you play Among Us. But he has a friend who said it so much, his voice... I started to hate his voice. I would never say anything, but it was just like, oh, my God. What is it about that kid's voice? The timbre of his voice makes me want to leave the room and go punch something.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sus. Everything's sus. That guy's sus.
I never considered when I was a kid that some of my friends' parents thought I was annoying or that my parents thought some of my friends were annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have my own kids, I know that has to be a fact.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm sure I was. But
I mean, they might be annoying. They're all good kids, but... There's definitely some where you're like, okay, well, they can stay for an hour.
There are definitely some. Some kids just have a knack with it. I don't think all kids, but...
Me. It was me.
I'm sure I did.
I wouldn't have been able to stand me in the backseat of a car.
Mm-hmm.
This next one is a word that we learned on the show. Chuggy.
Kelly.
It's
another word for bougie, right?
Gotta get more
of that. Bougie is another word for upper crust.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Why are you laughing at me, Rachel?
I'm not laughing.
Rachel thinks you're an old maid.
No.
Yeah, ice cream cone sweater lady.
I like Kelly's ice cream cone sweater.
That doesn't help.
No.
I just do. I know what the word chuggy means, and I think it's stupid.
What does it mean?
We're talking about this.
Yeah, I don't remember what it means.
Are you going to define it by just giving another word that people don't know, like Kelly did?
No. Do you guys want to know? Nobody can guess it.
Go ahead. What am I asking?
Okay. Yeah. Chuggy is basically another word for basic. Like, if you like basic things, you're a chuggy.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot. Technically, it's a person who follows outdated trends.
Yeah, there was...
Don't you give me side eye like that, Free Beer, while you look at my beautiful sweater.
Mm-hmm. No, that's very trendy now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody's dressing like they're on the boardwalk at Atlantic City in 1936.
I'm going for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only doing it because you said you wanted us to be mean to your sweater.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't fine with it. All right. Finsta.
Joe.
Kelly.
Joe.
And that's your fake Instagram.
That's right.
That's where you put all the sex stuff that you don't want your parents to find out about. Or sad things.
Rachel, do you have a Finsta?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
And you use it, like, for your parents?
No, I use it for my friends because my regular Instagram is just kind of, like, good pictures, like, the things you want people to see. My other one is just a spam account for my cat, basically.
So your Finsta's your
little hussy.
My Finsta is mostly
my cat photos.
And mostly,
why are you winking when you say that?
What?
Yeah. Every time you say cat, you're winking.
Yeah. Now you're pointing down.
Yeah. Mm.
No, it's just a stupid thing where I like post all my dumb jokes. I don't really use it too much, but a lot of my friends have Finstas, which is why I have one. Mm-hmm. So then I can follow their train wreck stories that they post.
That sounds fun.
It is fun.
With your cat.
With my cat. Okay. See, I just have a grand old time.
Mm-hmm. This text. From the Upper Peninsula, you guys should name this segment, Yo, Check This Fresh. But fresh is spelled P-H-R-E-S-H.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
This text, Rachel has a secret OnlyFans. Is that true?
Yeah. I'm kidding. No.
It's no secret.
I'm not confident enough to have an OnlyFans.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. The next word of this, by the way, this is from like a mommy blogger website, so take that with a grain of salt. This is all the teen slang people are using. Bop.
It's a
Kelly means it's a good song.
That's right. Listen to this bop.
That's a bop.
Wow. They're using that as a new term, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same goes for slaps.
Mm-hmm. Some of these, rather than define them, you need to use it in a sentence, kind of, to really show the context. Like this next one, it's not a word where you're going to be like, never heard that word before. Facts.
Facts?
Mm-hmm. Kelly.
Kelly.
That's when you say something you're passionate about, like this sweater that I'm wearing is awesome. Facts.
That's exactly it. It's a way to say it's true. Well done.
And when you do like what Freebeer just did with the like finger guns and you point down and you kind of put your shoulder into it, it makes it even cooler.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, that's stupid. Facts.
Facts.
Yeah.
Stan.
That's a
Kelly. Is the only one who's still buzzing
like
in.
I buzzed in before her.
You started answering.
No, I did not.
I heard you.
I heard that.
Steve started answering.
Mm, both of you did.
When you're a super fan.
Steve.
More specific, Steve.
Like a stalker.
Yes. An overzealous fan. I mean, it's very quiet.
Is that like a Eminem reference?
It is. Yeah.
I got it is. That.
Slaps.
Jamie.
Kelly. Hummings.
Kelly.
This song slaps. Facts.
What does that mean?
It means that it goes hard.
It's a bop. Yeah. Do you like it enough to be a stan of it?
If it slaps.
Yeah. Bop.
This is my worst nightmare.
What's so bad about it?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like the way that you guys are just, it's a bop and it slaps. It just feels weird.
Why?
Having people who are a million times older than me use the language I use on a daily basis.
You use this language?
In like a very controlled, I could not imagine that. Focus group kind of way.
You know what? Weird. You're sus.
Yeah.
Right? I am sus of you guys.
Yeah. Facts. I don't care for you.
Yee yee.
Yeah. Dead ass. You're bumming us all out.
Say yee yee.
Yeah.
I hate this.
Go yeet yourself.
Yeah.
Off the building.
Yeah.
Straight into the road.
Low key.
Hummings.
Hummings.
Oh, my favorite character in Marvel.
That's correct. That's exactly what it means. And when anybody says it, that's who they're talking about. Drag them.
Hummings.
Hummings.
Talk S about them.
Yeah. Roast them.
Drag them through the mud.
Drag them through the mud.
Wig flu.
Hummings.
Hummings.
Surprised.
Like your wig flew off?
You're right.
I didn't even know that one, but it just made sense.
It's supposed to signify that something was so shocking it made a person's wig fly off.
That's like flits your
lid. A term used often in RuPaul's Drag Race.
I thought flu like F-L-U, like you were sick.
Wig flu. You've got like the wig flu.
F-L-U-E, like it went up your chimney.
Well, this one's really easy. Go off.
Hot wings.
Yeah, Joe.
Hot wings.
Yell at.
Yeah. Simp.
Joe.
Hot wings.
Joe.
That's like a... I don't know how to describe it, I guess. Like... someone who's just too into someone who's not into them.
Apparently, it
like
was
you're
meant,
simping for someone.
Yeah, that's you're pretty right. It was meant to be an insult to men who are too attentive to their partner, but now it's become more of an insult, like calling someone a stan.
Oh, okay.
Rachel shaking her head.
What?
Like calling someone a stan.
It's just like you guys are going through dictionary definitions of things where it's like I just use it every day. I think I haven't said simp every day, but it's so casual that you guys dissecting the words is just so weird.
We're helping people out. This
we
is
are helping people out.
Mm-hmm. Is this what you did in your English class in school when the teacher would teach you things? You're like, oh, geez, what is this? Teaching me things from a book.
Because teachers are simp.
Also, I cannot.
Teachers would not be a simp.
Okay, see, so I've been using simp wrong because I thought it just meant stupid.
No,
so I thought like I was simpleton. Being cool, being like, well, that person's a simp.
No,
and
like,
I'm stupid.
You're
I'm a simp,
simp.
Jeff Goldblum. Like, I simp for Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
So you would do anything for him?
Yeah, you can use it as a verb, too. Like, I would simp for this or you're simping really hard right now.
Now, if you simp enough, does that make you a stan?
No. Simps are sadder than stans. Stans are crazy.
Okay.
Like, stan Twitter.
She laughed a little when she said no after you asked the question. Like, no, silly. Hang on. Let me educate you.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let me tell you how they're basically the same, but totally different.
Yeah. No. They're totally different. They're not basically the same. You guys are wrong. I'm right.
Snatched.
Kelly. I can't say the sentence, but the vagina is snatched. You never heard... Nope, you haven't. It means that it's right and tight.
No, that's not.
Are you sure?
Not wings.
Well, clearly that means taken.
Well, traditionally, yeah, I mean, it means to quickly seize something in a rude or eager way.
Right.
That is traditionally
what
it is.
I think that's what Kelly was talking about also.
That's what it means, yeah.
But it means something different these days. Rachel?
What was the word again?
Oh, nice job, noob.
I'm paying attention.
Most teens use the phrase to mean something that looks amazing, fashionable, or has their whole look together.
That's snatched.
Is that what you were saying, Kelly?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like your sweater ain't snatched.
This sweater is so snatched.
But it's not.
No, it's looking snatched. Lee, I think you're looking really snatched right now.
I'm looking snatched.
Or another way to say it is if someone's looking really skinny, like if you, like Stephen Kelly, your waists are looking really snatched right now.
Could somebody give me the entomology on that? I don't really know the background. Where's that come from?
Yeah, I do want to know where it came
from.
I don't
know. All I know is that Stephen Kelly are the snatched producer team.
Hey.
That's kind of what you can say now.
So I'm unsnatched?
Sure. Yeah.
Beat your face.
Kelly. Put on makeup.
Yeah.
I don't care for that one.
Your face is so beat is used to compliment someone on their makeup. It's a praise of transformation from plain and boring to diva.
Wow. I heard that as beat your face rather than beat your face. I was like, I don't know, you're at the beach.
Who, your face planted to the sand?
Real beat your face.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.